welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm your host, Mike Dravenstadt, and today in the WDIY studios, we have two guests who practice the wonderful art of beer making. And the way they do it, it's truly an art. We have Chris Wilson, who is the brewmaster at Weyerbacher Brewing in Easton, and also Christopher Bowen, brewmaster at Fegley's Brew Works, and also a beer historian. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So Lehigh Valley Beer Week this week is February 17th through 24th this year, that's correct?
That's correct, yep.
And let's take a step back and talk about how and why Lehigh Valley Beer Week came to be.
Well, sure. The idea for Lehigh Valley Beer Week was basically an idea that sprung out of Philly Beer Week, which a guy by the name of Jesse Albertson, who was working as a, I think, general manager at the Allentown Brew Works at the time, woke up one morning and said, hey, why are we doing something like this in Lehigh Valley? Now, the climate 6 or 7 years ago was quite different. We didn't have the breweries locally, and we've seen that grow exponentially over the last few years, and especially in the last 2 years. We've got 15 breweries in Lehigh Valley making the choices for the public just that much better.
With 15 breweries in the Valley, it's almost like every week is Beer Week.
It seems that way.
So what are some of the things going on for Lehigh Valley Beer Week coming up here on the 17th to 24th?
Well, specifically, they're beer-centered events at a lot of participating venues, and the venues are located throughout Lehigh Valley, Allentown, Bethlehem, Easton, all the way down to Spinnerstown and north as well. I guess the really cool thing is that we now have a Lehigh Valley Brewers Guild, which I'm now a member of after joining the Fegley's Brew Works. But Chris can talk more about a special beer that was made by the Guild and at Weyerbacher's.
What is that beer, Chris?
The beer is called Guilty Pleasure 2. It's 2 because we did Guilty Pleasure last year.
It's not a real beer unless it's a pun, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a good pun. It kind of focuses on where it came from. And it's a true collaboration amongst all the breweries in the area. So we, everyone likes IPAs, but we thought we would do a good spin on it. So what we came up with is kind of an East Coast IPA. So what we mean by that is it's not super cloudy. It's going to be kind of a little bit more on the traditional side. And then we've used a grape called Vidal Blanc, which is a grape that gives a very tropical, bright, fruity flavor. So we've kept the malt bill very light. So it's really pills and oats. So very light in color, light in body. And what it will allow to do is the grape actually still shows through really good. So take that, and then we do a blend of hops. So it's an IPA, so we want a big hop aroma. So we've used Laurel, which is it's kind of like a blend of Cascade and Saaz. So kind of a traditional hop in the Saaz portion and nice fruity vegetable, orange kind of citrus fruit flavor. Then Citra, another big citrus hop, and Mandarina Bavaria, which is mandarina kind of gives you an orange thought. So that gives it a big tangerine. So a lot of citrus tropical flavors in an IPA. It has a tinge of acidity, gives you a feeling that there's a good grape component. So we're pretty excited.
That sounds fantastic. Where will that be available?
Well, it's going to be available for the first time at the opening tap, which is always a great way to kick off Beer Week. And that's also going to be hosted at Weyerbacher at their tap room. So the facility there is a great place to hang out in a brewery and taste the beer that was brewed there. Thank you, Weyerbacher, for doing that. And so that's going to be the first opportunity for the public to taste that beer.
And it will be available at other either breweries or bars and establishments throughout Beer Week?
It should be available at all participating guild breweries, which I'm pretty sure that's any brewery that's currently selling beer in the Valley. So we're excited to get that out there. So it's fun to be able to go to different breweries and share in this fun.
But that's something that is not being bottled at all?
It is not.
So
nope.
When it's gone, it's gone.
That's correct.
There's lots to drink, though. Plus, get through the week. I know we're going to have it on tap, both locations, Allentown and Bethlehem Brew Works, as well as all the participating breweries. And then there's, I believe, some restaurants that are getting it as well. So it's best to check our website, check our social media page to see where it is available. And, special deals on it. But it's truly been born out of the Lehigh Valley, so it's sort of a hometown beer, which is kind of cool.
Now, what's it like having all these brewers trying to collaborate and come up with one idea? I've been in the creative field before, and what we always say is, no creativity by committee. Mm-hmm. So how did this all come together? How did you arrive at this?
By committee. No, it's... I don't know. We're all friends, so there were several ideas thrown around, and we kind of just weed through where something just really clicks, and you get an idea like, hey, that's a great idea. In this case, it kind of hit, and then we forgot about it for a while, and then circled back on it, and we're like, that's a really good idea. Let's try to see if we can work something out. And we start working through the process, and we were like, this could be really good.
Someone said, how about the Vidal Blanc grape? Exactly. Right? And then you start talking about hops to complement it.
Exactly. That's exactly the way it works. Someone thinks of a good idea, or sometimes a bad idea that leads to a good idea.
The bad ideas get weeded out pretty quickly.
Yeah. But, it happened a lot over our guild Facebook group. So, it's not... 12 or 15 guys sitting around a table drinking beer trying to come up with an idea. It's more like, throw something out there and then maybe give it a little time and, other people can read it and see if that seems like a good idea and come up with something, put a twist on it and move on.
Now, are there other events that you have going on at your respective breweries at Weyerbacher and Fegley's during Beer Week?
Yeah, I don't have the calendar, but there'll be events every day at the brewery. We'll have the beer focused on tap the whole time. So,
yeah, likewise, both locations, Allentown and Bethlehem Brew Works. I know that, specifically in Allentown, Mike Weibolt, who's the brewer there, the head brewer of Allentown, will be doing a tasting on Wednesday. I think it's the 21st. High gravity and talking about what he's brewing and what upcoming things are on the bill for new beers coming out. And then Thursday I'll be in Bethlehem, bringing my beer history. I've been working on a project for a couple years on a really special beer from the 1750s. So I'm working on doing some presentations on that. So that's 6 to 8 on Thursday, the 22nd. So those will be sort of our special events there with regard to, things going on.
Well, I know some of the other bars or even some of the breweries are maybe doing flights, or they're bringing in some really unique beers. Mm-hmm. We talked about one place that has an IPA night, one that maybe does some flights of Bourbon County or some others. As someone involved with beer, how do you recommend people do a tasting and maybe put a flight together themselves or a flight that they're going to share? How would you compose something like that? What direction would you give them, since there's going to be a lot of beer to try in the next week here?
If I'm visiting a bar or a brewery, I try to get different flavor segment. So to me, I wouldn't like doing, 4 or 5 IPAs. Yeah, that to me gets the flavors start to muddle together and I can't really tell the difference.
Hey, palate fatigue, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Too many hoppy beers will just burn your tongue. So I would make some choices, maybe, choose an IPA, then try to choose what else they do. If maybe they've got an English mild or a Belgian triple, or and try to do different flavors, maybe go sweet to bitter, or do some stouts. To me, I'm a sucker for variety, so that's the way I would approach it.
How about you, Chris?
Pretty similarly. It is difficult to drink one beer style, whether that's dark beer or light beer, hoppy beer or sour beer for that matter. It is nice to sort of approach it like you would a meal. I want a little bit of this and a little bit of that, especially those beers that are more difficult to come across on a day-to-day basis. We're also very fortunate to have a good broad base of, consumers that know what they're looking for. There's always going to be someone chasing that, that special IPA that's a West Coast or a Vermont-based IPA that they're going to, break the speed limit getting there to drink that. But, there's with all these breweries and all these different bars, we've seen the scene locally become much more sophisticated. So you have some educated and experienced consumers that are really out there looking for that special beer, that white whale, to taste. So,
well, speaking of special beers, you did the Brewer for a Day contest again this year, which will be a unique beer. Can we know a little bit more about what's being done with that?
That's called Loose Juice. So that'll be another beer that we're focusing on at the tap room during Beer Week. That was the homebrew winner, Angelo Lanzetta and Glenn Lloyd. So it's a New England IPA with Citro, Mosaic, and Simcoe. It's the guys got together and made a good recipe, and we teamed up with Matt Snyder, who's our lead brewer and pilot brewer. They brewed it, and the beer is fantastic. So I'm pretty excited about releasing that, and I'm sure they are as well.
Now, would that be available only at Weyerbacher, or
that's
at
correct.
Other locations? Mm-hmm. Only at Weyerbacher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That sounds like a good beer, especially to try in combination with the Brewers Guild one as well.
Sure.
Or maybe give a little bit of break in between so you don't overdose on the hops, right?
For sure. Those are two, they're both have IPA in the name, but they're two totally separate flavors. You have one that's going to be more on the sweet, juicy side, and the other is going to be more dry. And certainly citrus, even though some of these hop flavors are very similar, the two beers are going to be very different. So.
Great. We're going to take a short break. I'm Mike Dravenstadt, and this is Lehigh Valley Art Salon.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
Hello, this is Eleanor Barbro, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of the program is that so many events happen in our lives over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. Each week, we address a topic and feature guests who advocate making positive changes in our lives. I invite you to join us each Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. on WDIY.
I'm Mike Dravenstadt, and welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. We're here today with Chris Wilson, brewmaster at Weyerbacher Brewing in Easton, and Christopher Bowen, brewmaster at Fegley's Brewworks and also a beer historian. And we're talking about Lehigh Valley Beer Week, which is coming up February 17th through the 24th. Let's talk a little bit about the Lehigh Valley beer scene in general. We talked in the first segment that it's really exploded exponentially. And Chris, I think you mentioned there are 15 breweries either in the valley open or about to open. How does the Lehigh Valley stack up in terms of having a beer scene compared to maybe other metropolitan areas our size?
Well, that's a good question. Our size, I think we're doing pretty good. I mean, I think if you have to drive more than 5 minutes to a brewery, you're in the wrong neighborhood, I think. But there's been an explosion, I think, in the past two to three years of just brew pubs and some production breweries as well. It's been pretty exciting. It's an exciting time to be in the Valley beer scene, I think.
Yeah, from a historical standpoint, I mean, the Lehigh Valley has always been dominated with, or at least not dominated, but has had a few breweries. The biggest one, of course, being in Fogelsville, probably with, the old Schlitz Brewery, Schaefer Brewery. Now
brewing Sam Adams.
Yeah, now brewing Sam. Yeah, now it's Sam Adams. But yeah, that was an enormous facility built, you know, in the early 70s. And, you know, you go all the way back to some of my historical things with, there were 8 breweries right in Bethlehem alone during the, 19th century. And then, you know, in the early 70s, things were consolidated. We hit an all-time low. I think there were 44 major breweries across the country. Now we're approaching 6,000. And the Lehigh Valley has taken definitely a lead in the lion's share of building small breweries. It's just really exciting to taste all these different flavors and so many unique ideas that are coming out of, places like Bonn and, there's just so many cool places. Funk has some great beers. So
Joe at Soul's really, doing some interesting things out
Soul's
in
got some crazy beers going on. So it's really a benefit to, the residents of Lehigh Valley to not have to drive far and enjoy, a segment of the national scene. It's really worldwide. It's really not just the United States.
So with 15 breweries, is there more competition or more camaraderie, or a little bit of both?
Well, from our standpoint, it's definitely both. We have great relationships with, every brewery in the valley that we have a relationship with. So we have no negativity there. But the reality of the situation is more breweries means more competition for customers. To come into the tap room or to buy our beer on tap at a bar or restaurant. That's reality. That's a challenge to us that we have to step up and keep our variety changing, or keep our lineup changing, make sure that there's something there for all the customers, new customers that come in that have different ideas of what the kind of beers that they want. So, Weyerbacher's been around the block a little while. But
you're the granddaddy of them all, I think, in the valley, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
We can't sit around and say, Mary Monk's that's our best-selling beer. That's what we're going to make, and that's what you're going to like it. That doesn't work anymore.
Well, that's probably what begat Barry Monk's and Mellow Monk's.
That's correct. Yeah.
What was the one you told me about last weekend that you had?
Funky Monk's was released in January. That's a kind of kettle sour version of Mary Monk's. And then we did a special version for Super Barrel Weekend, which had we barrel-aged in a whiskey barrel and added some mint for the mint julep Funky Monk's.
So in many ways, the competition, even if it's friendly competition, spurs innovation and creativity. I imagine you want to do something different. You want to see what other people are doing and try to build off of that.
Absolutely. You can't sit on your laurels. You gotta keep moving.
Now, have we hit peak beer yet in the valley, or do we have a little bit of ways to go? What do you think?
Well, I know that there's breweries in planning right now. I think that last time I looked and talked with some folks, there's maybe 4 more breweries that are popping up. What I like about that is that they're building their reputation close by to where they're located. They're they're part of these beer trail sort of things where you're getting a wide variety of people coming, but they're also kind of building neighborhoods, and I like that because the movement of eat local, drink local, and become friends with your local business is just a great model for breweries, and they're doing that. If you can walk to a brewery or a short drive or Uber or whatever.
But at the same time, Chris, we were talking that Weyerbacher has been around for 23 years, and there's still people, maybe even in the south side of Easton, that aren't even aware you're there. So there's still a ways to go in terms of awareness.
Yeah, we still have work to do. So that's one thing that we are striving to correct is make sure that everyone knows about us. Come to Easton and have a few beers.
Let's talk a little bit about the distributor's role with Lehigh Valley Beer Week. Both, I know, Weyerbacher and Fegley's have distribution partners.
Yes.
And I don't think the general public kind of knows about the system for distribution for beer, at least in Pennsylvania. I don't know if one of you want to give an overview for that, and we can kind of talk about the benefits and detriments a little bit.
Well, I think we have slightly different relationships with our the way we deal with our wholesalers. In the Valley, we use a company called Ariglio or All-Star, depending on the, how you know them. So we rely on them to pick our beer up from the brewery, and they're in charge of getting that beer out to the bars and restaurants.
That way you don't have to deal with 100, 200 different restaurants or bars.
Right.
Or more.
Yeah. Theoretically, under our agreement, we can't self-distribute, but legally we could. But just the number of bars and restaurants that we would have to deal with would be daunting. So that's the primary thing we rely on a wholesaler to do, is to take care of that job. They also market our beer when they go into bars and restaurants. If someone's looking for a Belgian triple, we hope that Weyerbach is the first brewery that comes to mind. There's a few other breweries in the in Pennsylvania that make triples, one or two. But
maybe some in the Philly area.
You know, none is good, though.
Yeah, so we have to work with them to to succeed, really, is what it comes down to it. Like, we need a good wholesaler relationship to succeed in the current market.
So if people from the Valley are down in Philadelphia somewhere and they see Murray Monk's on tap, that's not an accident. It's a relationship you have with that wholesaler, and they're able to support the sale of that beer down in that market.
That's correct. It sounds like a simple thing to go to a bar in Philadelphia and say, hey, I got this good beer. It's really good. You should buy it. Yeah, you know, it's a lot more complicated than that. We have a lot of salespeople that work in Lehigh Valley and in Philadelphia. That's not where it stops. They can't just walk into a bar and say, hey, you're going to buy this beer. They have to work with a wholesaler in order to get that beer transferred down there and delivered on time for whatever event they're setting up.
So how are the wholesalers and distributors involved in supporting Lehigh Valley Beer Week, Chris?
Well, we have a good relationship, at least with the Fagleys, with Shangy's, and Nima is also vice president of Lehigh Valley Beer Week. So they've, gotten out and really supported, our efforts, not only as Beer Week, but also, as local brewers. But the role that I have is a little bit more traditional in Bethlehem, whereas most of the beer I'm brewing there is for consumption on the retail level, and whereas Allentown is more into the production side of things for distribution, similar to Chris's and Weyerbacher's model. So I don't get involved with too much packaging beer for outside sales, but yeah, it depends on, we're dependent on, salespeople in getting that relationship. There's such a stiff competition to get shelf space and to get taps taken over, because there are so many breweries now and so many different styles of beers. So it's, you really have to be on top of your game and making a great product, which only benefits the public.
Well, I know I feel a sense of pride when I'm down in Philly and I see Fegley's on tap, or I go to North Carolina and see something from Weyerbacher on the shelf down there, knowing that it came out of the Lehigh Valley and came from craftspeople like the two of you. Mm-hmm. I imagine you feel the same way when you're out of town and see it.
Yeah, I actually grew up in South Carolina, so I've had that same feeling walking to a bar in Asheville, North Carolina, which is about an hour from where I grew up, and actually get to have a Weyerbacher on tap and talk to the bartender and say, hey, I made that. Yeah, that's it gives me a lot of pride.
I don't quite have that luxury. Not quite yet. Chris's footprint's a little larger than ours. But
at the same time, a lot of the breweries that have come up in the Valley, they really don't serve the beer outside of their own brewery there. I mean, they're a traditional brew pub, and that's why I think we're talking about distribution, that there's a level where you can serve your own beer at your own on-premise site and then look to expand beyond that when you have that relationship. Where are you finding new craft beer drinkers that might want to take part in Lehigh Valley Beer Week? Are they converting from conventional beers? Are they wine and spirits people that are just looking to try something new?
That's a great question.
I don't know. I don't know where they're all coming from, but
as long as they keep coming.
As long as they keep coming. Go back, 8 or 10 years ago, you could only find beer in Pennsylvania, at a beer distributor. And then, there was the development of the bottle shop that had the high top tables where they were supposed to be serving food. And, the legislation has moved on and become more progressive with, the way it was traditionally set up with a three-tier system. And so now, the first thing you do when you're going for groceries is you get hit in the face with beer. going to Wegmans or ShopRite or, the Giant, I think, is also applied for that. Even my local, gas station has, the opportunity to sell. So, that expansion has created a new environment for beer appreciation. So, yeah, I don't know if they're coming over from other, whether they're wine drinkers or spirit drinkers, but they're coming.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're coming from anywhere either. I think if at this point, if you're a young person, you're 25, you've graduated college, you're already established in a place where you like good flavor. So you're into the local movement is very strong among young people. So they want the good local food and the good, maybe it's local wine or the distillery. It doesn't matter what it is.
And good local beer.
Good.
Yeah.
I think, one thing we kind of walked around before is, the Valley's beer market is not, or the beer scene is not strong just because we have numbers. I think one of the things that we can't forget is that most of these breweries you're not going to survive if you don't make good beer.
Mm-hmm. And obviously that's being done.
That's correct. Yeah. I think, I couldn't say enough about the breweries that are opening up, and the initial quality is very strong, which, you go back 6 or 7 years ago and that would not have been the case.
So Chris, with Lehigh Valley Beer Week, where can people find information on that?
Well, the best place to get that is www.lehighvalleybeerweek.com. And then we're also saturating the social media scene. Facebook probably is the best up to date with events. We did have some difficulty with our website and had to rebuild it, so we're a little bit behind the ball there. But events are being added on a daily basis, and venues are popping up.
And also check with your local brewer and your local establishment.
Yeah. So the list is building, rapidly and on a daily basis. So. The best way is to, get on our website, get on our social media, take a look at what you might want to go to and checked often, because they're being updated on a daily basis. I think last year we had like 120 events, so we're probably going to be close to that.
Chris and Chris, thanks for joining us here at WDIY, and all the best for a great Lehigh Valley Beer Week this year.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
I'm Mike Dravenstadt, and this is Lehigh Valley Art Salon.